Getting food to our own. Hello, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Lee Maddox. We live in the richest country on the planet, but we still have people who are hungry. Second Harvest Food Bank and UT Extension are working together to provide meals and nutritional information to residents in one Tennessee community. Chuck Denny has more.
When your cupboard is bare, when you're hungry, good, healthful food can almost be a luxury. That sad but true reality affects far too many people in Tennessee. But these volunteers believe no one should be without food. They're helping to deliver donated goods from Second Harvest Food Bank of Nashville, part of the mobile food pantry, stopping this day in Dixon. Sarah Gillespie is with Second Harvest.
The hope is all of this food will be gone in about 2 hours, and then there's no storage space required, and we're just getting the food out into the community.
Among the many volunteers, 4-H'ers with youth leadership of Dixon County. They help unload the food, stack it into piles, and fill bags. Teenagers like Brianna Tidwell say they're grateful they have plenty to eat at home, and now they're here to help others.
This is just a great thing to do for our community, and youth leadership is all about giving to our community and helping become better leaders. So this is just a great project for us to participate in today.
Before the day is done, 10,000 pounds of food will be delivered here. Depending on your appetite, that's enough to feed 200 families for several weeks. Canned goods, fruits, breads, lots of nutritious items are here for the choosing. After each person does their shopping, the kids carry the groceries to the parking lot. Most of us take for granted that we'll always have enough food. But there are people who could use some help here. And when the resources are available and a community cares, hunger is an issue we can do something about. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, the project also included home deliveries of food to 30 families in Dixon. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.